Hey everyone, really great show today. We discussed the overnight 80X that's been taking over Solana and where it could go from here. We also talked about altcoins and NFT action specifically on altcoins like Say and where it could go from here. And lastly, we ended it with a very, very fun session of buy, sell, or send it to zero. Enjoy the show and have a fantastic rest of your day. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Nifty Show number 657. Today, we are going to discuss the Solana Mint that did an overnight 80X. I think now it's up to 90, despite taking 2 hours to sell out in the public mint. We're going to talk about action heating up on Solana, heating up on Say and AVAX. Solana or NFTs all across the board on alts. We are heating up. We're going to be breaking that down. And depending on how it goes, we might have another edition of buy, sell, or send it to zero later on in the show. Easy. What's going on, man? Right now, it's just for anyone that's listening on the video stream, we got just Easy and I holding it down. A lot of plants in the background here.
Yeah, you know, we're just living, man. Life is great.
Are those real plants?
Yeah. Yeah, they're real.
Dude, I dropped $300 on plants, and they actually just got here. Amazon.
Wow, you bought them on Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon has like they do a plant service. You can get a plant in like 3 days. I got a money tree, I got a fig tree, and I got two others that I don't know. Dude, the oxygen in here, it's fantastic. I have to say.
Okay, so big oxygen guy. Clearly, I'm just very glad, Clement. It's just you and me, just two bros being dudes, just carrying the boats today.
Who's in your room?
What's up, Nick?
Are you measuring the level of oxygen in your room?
No, but it you can just tell. Like I woke up and it feels purer air because Nick, I don't know if you've been to Seattle, for example, but that's known as the Evergreen State or the amount of trees that we have. So it's a highly oxygenated state or city.
Maybe that's why the people are so weak.
But might be a factor. I think it is a factor. But in New York, for example, there's not a lot of trees. I didn't see a tree for about 4 months when I was there. So I can tell that like my nose is finely tuned to the levels of oxygenization that something has. And I've noticed an overnight shift since I added this money tree. I got a fig tree in the back. It is highly encouraging and I'm enjoying it a lot.
Oh, he's here.
We got Nick on video now.
Well, congratulations on your level of oxygen, Clemente. This is riveting content. Today, Clemente's got plants, although not visible on screen. Maybe one that's visible on screen. Easy is the one that actually has the plants. You have... That's a new plant?
Yeah. I literally just got it. And there's one more here. I got one by my TV and I got one in my bedroom. I have four plants. I dropped $300 on this thing, dude.
From Amazon.
Well, that's pretty good, actually, for four separate plants. Getting a money tree at a good price is actually a skill. There's a site that I use. I'm blanking on the name of it right now. That I used when I first moved to Brooklyn, and it was freaking so difficult. Like it was so expensive. Bloomscape, I think, is what they call it. Dude, that shit is wildly overpriced. Mm-hmm. And so you end up spending $250 for like a money tree. I found some like local solution, which was like $75. Boom, instant savings. You know what I'm saying? And the other thing I've learned since then is the best place if you want to get some like floral additions, Trader Joe's.
Okay. Has
great prices on flowers. I have an orchid that sits in my office that is. Not just surviving, but thriving. The petals fell off, but now there's four new buds on the orchid. And that thing was like $13, dude. And it looks great. You can get great flowers from, that's today's alpha. A lot of people are talking about the 100X, you know, Solana Mint. No one really gives a shit about that. They're trying to figure out where do I get flowers at a reasonable price.
Absolutely. Welcome, Bunny, to the show. You have a fantastic camera setup. I think you upgraded, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I didn't add that lens because I saw what it did to Kix.
Well, you got rid of the Christmas tree, which is great.
I did, dude. We finally had to get rid of it.
There you go. There you go. It looks way better. I like the background in the back. Before we get started, I got a lot of shout outs, Nick. A lot of Bodago shout outs. It was a takeover. Frankly, I was in the trenches yesterday in the Bodago Twitter account. I'm talking to people. I'm commenting left and right, racking up impressions. It's what you would call good old fashioned guerrilla marketing, I would say. It was a takeover. Domination. Anyways,
three new Bodago marketing, but okay.
Four new Bodagos, Bodago PFPs. Fantastic. Shout out to Coral Crypto, OCK Kick City Kicks, Thigis.soul, and McChillin. McChillin has had a Bodago for a while, but he just made his PFP. What? I think he was farming us for engagement a little bit.
What are these names, dude? These are ridiculous. Separately, unrelated to this, if you're on the Nifty newsletter, which you can sign up at thenifty.com, if you've been active on there, it's actually been transitioning to a new platform. Clemente's been sending the email out each day on each platform. But we got a bunch of changes incoming. But we're going to send out an email letting you know that you need to add a new email address to your contacts in Gmail or whatever you're using. It's probably Gmail is what you're using. I imagine the majority of people are using Gmail. I think it's something like 75%. They say don't build your business on a platform like YouTube, Twitter, or something like that because they control it. But Gmail controls what we're doing. But if you've been opening the email, checking out the Daily Digest, someone says, how are you active on the newsletter? If you've opened it or clicked on it recently, then there's a chance that you've been transitioned over and we're making a gradual migration that'll happen over the next couple of weeks. And we're going to launch a new brand there. I gave the whales early access to it in Discord yesterday. It got universal support, I would say, with a little bit of a few questions as to what the branding is and why the decision for that. But overall, I think people came to terms with it and they're going to survive with the branding. Nobody on Twitter has yet guessed the name of the new newsletter and branding.
If someone guesses it, we'll give them $100 out of my pocket, financed by the Quantum Cats bet that Nick won. So if you guess the name word for word, you'll get $100. How's that, Nick?
If you if you're in the Discord and you were handed that information, you cannot participate in the guess, and we will determine whether or not you're there, because you're I actually don't like this approach, Clemente, because you're incentivizing leaking.
Got it. So you told the Discord already.
He already leaked it. Fawcett's been dripping.
He loves it.
I told the whales. Look, if you do guess it, whatever, it's $100. The whales don't need the $100. You know what I'm saying? Although I think everybody could use $100.
In this market, Nick, in this economy.
Should we even just... Here's the situation. Let me just explain it real quick. There's a transition that needs to happen because there's a new domain that it's coming from. And in order to warm up that email address, you need to do it sooner rather than later as you're transitioning over to the new platform that we're using. We're using Beehive for the newsletter. It's kind of the go-to email newsletter platform at the moment. But they've really added a lot of features that are making this transition easy.
We're doing some on-the-beat reporting. We're kind of revolutionizing our approach to how we report things. I've been called the NFT version, the Latino Stephen A. Smith of NFTs, actually, because I'm on the beat. I'm reporting stuff on the newsletter and I'm changing it up. We're moving to Beehive and it's really changing. We're going for number one new NFT newsletter.
We almost won it last year.
We're going for number one. Speaking of reporting, Bunny, want to do this weather report whenever you are ready? Let's take this thing to the house because we got a lot of things to talk about.
It is Thursday, January 25th. ETH market volume at 22.9 million. Solana volume at 7.2 million. Over on ETH, Doodles up 20% to 2.78 ETH. Milady's, that's a throwback, up 13%, while the blue chips up 2% across the board. Over the past 24 hours, biggest story of the day, Rubber by artist Pop Punk. 1K art supply, a 1K supply art collection sold out for 0.25 SOL, since done an 80X up Jesus to 20 Christ. Solana in less than 24 hours, completely taking the NFT world by storm. Many are calling this to become the premier art collection on Solana. I've actually heard it called the Fidenza of Solana. Other Solana NFTs also picking up momentum. Klaynosaur's up 20% to 41 SOL after their town hall. Bodogo's up 24%. Woof to 7 SOL. Kanpai Panda's on Solana up 14%, all the way up to 58. As upcoming airdrops and points farming have the Solana ecosystem buzzing with activity. NFTs on Say have started to gain traction. Collections like Saiyans, Webump, and Dob all being up about 30 to 40% in the last 24 hours. According to Beanie, the 24-hour trading volume on Say up 5X to 500,000. That doesn't seem the most accurate reporting, but we'll see what happens with Say. Lastly, after the Ordinals auction totaled over 1 million in sales, Sotheby's decides to run it back, this time with Starry Night Collection. Now liquidated head funds, 3 hours capital, featuring works from XCopy, Grant Yoon, Beeple, Dmitry Cherniak, and more, expected to fetch some high prices. And the auction concludes next Tuesday. Back to you in the studio, Clemente.
More 3AC stuff, huh?
How much stuff do they have?
He's got a lot.
Well, right now it seems like their portfolio has more than FTX did of Bitcoin. So that's at least an accurate assessment. We're all suffering because of it, but whatever.
Shout out to Three Arrows Capital, and a quick thing on the Say NFT volume.
Shout out to Three Arrows Capital, rugged this space, participating in criminal activity. Shout out to that team, yo.
Just dominating for a little while. They do have a fantastic art portfolio. And real quick, I want to add that I had to use Beanie as my Say reporter, as my source for Say volume, because I couldn't find any reports on the Say NFT marketplace volumes. It's very, very hard to find good analytics. I was having to carve up some Google Sheets. It was very tough, but
they're not on CryptoSlam yet?
No. And if you want to find like a change in floor price, like they don't have any charts. I was having to go through and I'm like, okay, what's a 24-hour price action? I had to go back to the last sale that was 24 hours ago. And then I did subtraction. And then I divided that by the floor price.
So PEMDAS.
PEMDAS, exactly.
Clemente, did you get a rubber?
No.
Interesting. Okay. You're just... all right. I mean, my mom wouldn't suggest that, but, you know.
I see the reference. Okay, yeah. No, I did not get a rubber. But some updates from the Nifty Daily Digest. You can subscribe at thenifty.com.
Someone said, huh?
Yeah, it was a... first story, we had
protection, people. Jeez.
Always need protection. First story is the SEC delayed its decision timeline for BlackRock's proposed spot Ethereum ETF, also Fidelity's, until March. I don't think many people were surprised on that. Next story, we had Bitwise become the first U.S. Bitcoin ETF to publish their Bitcoin address of its holdings for proof of holdings, basically. And we had some scammers very excited, like, yo, I'm going to send a Drainer link to Bitwise and it's going to be a big payday. Hey, Bitwise has to be very, very careful with how they navigate this. Next story, we had Imaginary Ones announce a partnership with Immutable. They said that our commitment extends to building on Immutable ZK EVM powered by Polygon. So a nice little partnership there. I am down 40% on my Immutable bags. I bought literally the Pico top last month, not doing well on that, but shout out to Immutable. Last story, Easy. I'm very curious if you have insights on this or Bunny. The Saga Mobile DAO was hacked yesterday. They were drained for 750 SOL. What's the story here, Bunny?
Nobody even knew this existed before yesterday.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Dude, the Saga DAO has been the one that's been getting all the free money for Saga holders. They've been working. So they got a bunch of money sent to the Saga DAO.Soul wallet from tokens and other airdrops. They sold it all and they held a vote to see if they would sell it. They sold it. It was about, like, I want to say 1,000 SOL. 750 of that was taken by one of the original founders of the Saga DAO. And it turns out the multi-sig was not a multi-sig. It was just a sig. which it only took one person to sign a transaction to make it work.
So that's the opposite of a multi-sig.
Yep.
Classic.
I got him. Just a straight signature.
So unrelated, I just want to sort of flex on everybody real quick. We're up 800% on that honk token that I bought.
800%?
800% gains on the honk token.
Are you still holding?
I am still holding. I should have bought more. I was chatting with the guy at lunch on Sunday who was saying that he invests. I was like, how big of a swing you take when you usually go into these? And he said $5,000 to $10,000. And I put in like 500 at that point in time. Actually, no, I put in less. I put $250. And so I'm over like 1,600 at this point. But I still think that the
so he went 5K to 40 grand is what I'm getting out of this.
5K to 40 grand would be accurate. Yeah, I mean, he's been just having win after win after win. He doesn't lose. I was talking with him about the person behind some of these tokens. There is a cabal, and yes. And
most of them are miladies.
So he's part of the cabal. And so he's got this insider information, when there's one guy who has a very methodical way for launching these, and, apparently it just continues to work. So I don't know. I mean, how big did, Miro? Well, there was Miro and then there
the
was Miro.
Myra.
Myra. How big did that get? Like 150 million or something like that?
I don't know if it actually hit nine figures. I'd have to double check.
I think it did. And this is another similar situation here where I'm just like, dude, I'm putting my nuts on the table once again. This is just another hit. I didn't pump it in the Discord this time, so I feel pretty good about
potentially. You feel a little cleaner about this
actually,
one?
You know what? I can go recuperate my funds right now.
Nick, you're shilling it right now and you're going to go dump on the listeners. I don't know, man. I don't know, Nick. You're shilling it right now, Nick, and you're about to just go take the listeners as exit liquidity.
That's not how it's coming down. Okay. I'm just
How are you interpreting this? I'm just asking as the host.
You know, as an up and coming reporter, you know, my integrity is very important. Like, we need to be very, very careful about how we talk about these things. And frankly, I think this is very unethical. You don't see me pumping my Bitcoin Trump bags, buddy. And, you know, I could be pumping those, you know what I'm saying?
I don't feel that there's anything unethical about this. I gave everybody a nice clean 2-3x yesterday. Yeah. And so you're welcome. Shout out to all those that realize that I always drop the hottest alpha and that I'm just here again taking the trophy on that.
Shout out Red, White, and Bacon, who said, I literally just bought and now he's going to dump on me. I'm done with this channel.
Okay, well, that's not what the situation is here. And by the way,
Nick gave the alpha yesterday. I will say you were early on Honk.
Actually, dude, if you look at the day, it was up something like just today. Holy cow. It was up like, dude, I'm up this percent right now. It looks like. It went like literally another 2x, which would have made it a 16x just today alone. So check out this chart, dude. This is as good as it gets.
That's really, dude, 400k liquidity is pretty fucking good too.
I mean, dude, this is only beginning. That's what I'll say associated with this. This is only beginning. And I think that this pump is just going straight to the moon, not financial advice, but
rocket emoji, rocket emoji, rocket emoji, up stock ticker emoji, up stock ticker emoji.
Real quick, Clemente, can we go back to the Dow hack for a second?
Please, yeah.
Because you asked me what I thought, and I was like, nobody even knew this thing existed yesterday. And then Easy interjected and was like, no, you fucking idiot. Hey, right?
I didn't say that, you idiot.
Okay, well, go ahead, Bunny. Please.
Well, that makes for great content.
I have a tweet. I have a tweet from Easy less than 24 hours ago. No, I was not a part of the Dow. No, I did not put any money into the Dow. Did I have any idea this even existed up until today? No.
Yeah, easy. No, that's a classic easy move. He does the backwards alpha. He's like, yo, I was talking about this. I know all about this.
Oh, no, we were talking about it. But the one multi-sig person did, in fact, say that his computer was hacked, is what he said, was that he had someone with remote access who sent the money from the DAO to his own hot wallet.
And I hate then when I do that, dude.
And then mysteriously sent it out to six different exchanges that may or may not have been tied to him. But it was a hacker.
Yeah. Didn't he tweet out the hot wallet that the funds got sent to? Didn't he tweet that out in like a giveaway tweet?
Yeah, it was a please, this is my wallet for whitelist tweet. Someone was like, add your wallets below, and he posted the wallet.
Nick's gonna be doing the same thing when he sells his honk. He's gonna be like, yo, guys, I got hacked. Whoa, sorry guys.
It's not like I'm selling a significant amount here. I just recuperated, you know, the 2.6 or 2.5 SOL that I put in.
Whatever helps.
If you look at the honk chart, dude, it's just straight up. Basically, it's just straight up.
We'll see how it plays out. I do want to get on with the meat and potatoes of the show. I want to talk rubber. Easy, you've been in the weeds. With the R, you've been in the weeds with what's been going on with upcoming mints. Was this on your radar at all? And for a little bit of context for someone that doesn't know, rubber is making headlines. It's taking, it's shocking. Twitter, this thing minted out a 0.25 SOL. It had a public mint that was live for, I heard, 2 hours before it sold out. And it has since done an 80X. It's currently sitting at 20 SOL, which is an 80X from Mint Plus. Easy, what's the story here?
Oh, man, dude. I had no idea this was even minting, to be honest. Turns out a guy on my show, NB, supposedly was going to give us whitelist at the very end of the show. I don't know how he all of a sudden had it last minute, but this is what he's now claiming. And, of course, he told us after it minted out and is now at a 20 SOL floor. If this went under mint, he definitely would not have been making the offer.
He could have told us at, like, 2 SOL floor, right? So
He could have told us at the start of the show. He could have told us yesterday. There's multiple opportunities for him to do this, but it's generative art. There's not much generative art that really goes like crazy on Solana. You have Hyper. We just
talked about the Jeremy Booth mint. Nobody was buying it, and he's an even bigger artist than Papa. Like, so
I had no idea Jeremy Booth even had a mint until you texted me. So Bunny texted me and goes, did you know Jeremy Booth has a soul drop? I was like, what are you talking about? He had an open edition sitting, like literally sitting with like 13% minted for so long. And then Pop Punk drops this. For some reason, this ran, but we also have Hyperglyphs, which is like an autoglyphs derivative to an extent. Just on Sol, you have Waves, Playground Waves, which kind of look like Chromie Squiggles. And then you have Epochs, which is like Playground is, in a sense, sort of like the art blocks of Sol, I would say. But I mean, dude, these things minted Dutch auction style or rolling auction style each day, which was crazy. And I think we saw sales as high as like 30, 40 SOL, now sitting at 15. Not bad, but it's all generative art stuff. I think some people are starting to get a little bit more interested in it. It's tough to say. I was not paying attention to rubber. I missed it. I thought it was a 0.65 SOL mint. Turns out it was 0.25. So it's done an absolute gigasense.
Crazy. I obviously wouldn't recommend buy. I wouldn't buy here.
I would not buy here.
Pull at 20 SOL. I mean, it could. People were saying the same thing at 5 SOL though, and it has since done a 4X. So with these, it's kind of when it reaches terminal velocity like this and price goes up is basically the marketing. It does it for you. It has us talking about it. Nick?
I'm just wondering if I should swap my honk into a rubber. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think there's...
Should definitely put your honk into a rubber, my friend.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
Nope. Sounds like a totally normal action that I... yeah, all right.
So... Well, real quick, I just want to, for context, I think it is important that people end up seeing just sort of what this chart accurately looks like. There you go.
Is this your chart?
Yeah.
So that's where you bought and that's where you just sold?
I sold. I got back my 2.5 SOL. I still have 15 SOL.
I don't know, Nick. This chart makes it look like you're just dumping the Pico top. I'm just saying.
Okay. I like the new format Clemente's trying today where he introduces a topic. And then Nick pivots.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was.
Anyways, I want to talk Sol NFTs as a whole have picked up though. Like I was watching yesterday. We have in the last 7 days, we've had Fraganas do a 1.4x, which is up to 9 Sol. We have Clanosaurs up 20% in the last 24 hours. We also have Odagos.
I was going to say, if you don't mention the dogs, man, that's kind of messed up.
I saw you've been bearish recently in the last few weeks, correctly so, ever since you wanted to sell the news for the Bitcoin ETF. And since then, you're like, hey, 7 to 14 days. I saw your first bull tweet yesterday, more specifically about Solana. You mentioned an upcoming airdrop. We've seen activity pick up on the Magic Eden front. Magic Eden stealing some market share from Tensor here, which is interesting. And activity is just picking up across the board. How are you playing the existing Solana NFT ecosystem, and how do you expect the next couple of weeks to play out?
I'm farming the shit out of Magic Eden right now. That is my entire target. I'm running AMM pools on Magic Tickets, which is the Magic Eden NFT, and some of these other lower value ones, like sub one sold things that are in the top 20, just literally creating AMM pools because it hits buying, selling, and making offers for all the rewards. So you have the NFT token airdrop coming up. You have Jupiter dropping in 6 days, which is going to be a huge liquidity injection. You're seeing these double diamond boosted collections just absolutely running right now, which is great. So I think overall, it's like, in my opinion, a no-brainer to at least be trying to capitalize on this. And with AMM pools, you also earn a percent of fees. So it's like people buying and selling also gets you like rewards on top of it. And you don't have to actively monitor it, which is nice. It's like I buy like five and then throw Sol into, sell into or buy into and just let it work and forget about it.
You know what I'm saying? I set up the AMM pool. I throw some Sol in there.
I'm going to explain it to Nick. Nick's going to get mad and say, why didn't you tell me about this? It's really easy to do. There's a literal tab on Magic Eden that says AMM. You press it, and then there's another button that says create pool. It says how many NFTs do you want to put in and how much do you want to buy the NFTs for? And it's literally making an offer and selling the NFTs you hold. So you're doing both sides of the trade.
Why are you doing that collection in particular? You think that collection is going to get token allocation?
I actually have no idea if it is, but the speculation right now is that it will. So it's gone from a 3-soul floor up to 3.7 here. So for me, it's like I'd rather let people speculate and watch the price of this go higher, knowing that I have some and have offers in where it's still getting volume and potentially going to make money on the ones I hold anyway.
So you bought 5 or 10 of them, whatever the number is.
I bought 5 for complete transparency. I own 5.
So you bought 5 of these. You went in, you swept the floor for 5. You set up an AMM pool, mm-hmm. and the AMM pool is basically saying I'm going to sell at staggered levels, correct?
Yes. So everyone that sells, the next one will sell. I think I currently have it at 7% higher than the previous one.
Okay. And then you're just going to resweep again?
Yeah, I could adjust it so that my offers are closer to the floor later because there is Sol in it, but I think my offer is like 4th or 5th under the floor right now. So it's actually pretty low.
Got it. So you have now on the offer side, you can't set that up. Those are just static offers that you're making.
No, it's in the AMM pool.
So in the AMM, you can both set up offers and so you can take both sides simultaneously?
Yeah, that's why AMM is an automatic market maker. So you're actually doing sells and buys. So based on the rewards that they announced, you get points for buying on Magic Eden, selling on Magic Eden, and making offers on Magic Eden. So the AMM pool is all three of those. You're making offers, you're buying, and you're selling. So it's like the best way to try to capitalize on getting the most number of diamonds.
And does this collection in particular give you the most amount of diamonds? Is that why you're using this one?
No, it's just high volume. And I'm trading this one because I like the speculation of it going higher. Like so many people are speculating that it may get more rewards, which I genuinely have no idea about. But for me, it's like if the market's saying that it's going to, I think more people will continue to pile into this, pushing the price higher. So my downside risk feels lower versus a collection.
You're up from 0.8 though recently. Are you afraid that if the speculation ends?
I bought in at like 3.5, so I'm barely up on these at the moment. Yeah, so like I literally created my pools yesterday. Like I'm really recent into doing this just because I was waiting to figure out like what I wanted to attack with. But I like this collection better than like a new mint, which may lose steam. And now all of a sudden you bought a ton in an automatic market on the trend up, and now you're losing a lot of Solana. Whereas this is held relatively steady at 3.
So only reason you don't do this with Bodagas is because it's a conflict of interest, correct?
Literally, yeah. Like I don't want to be selling from my hot wallet and it looks like, oh great, one of the founders of the dogs is dumping into bids. Like that looks awful.
We already have enough controversy with Nick's sell today. We can't afford another.
We've already been canceled. It's not even 10 a.m.
It's not looking good for the crew right now. I apologize, guys. But so I have a couple questions here, Easy. A, do you feel like the Magic Eden or farming these diamonds is not an overcrowded trade right now.
I don't. It's 2 days into announcing it. Magic Eden is still sitting at 25% market share with Tensor at 60. So we are starting to see that skew. But once until that gets back into like the 40 to 50 range, I'd rather try to capitalize as much as I can in this lower percentage range. But even then, Tensor hasn't announced anything token-wise, whereas we know non-fungible DAO is giving you something. So like, even if it's a crowded trade, this feels like Blur season one, in my opinion, where like you can capitalize on something that has some major potential here. When they say 50% of the NFT token is going to the community, why would I not be trying to capitalize on that?
Got it. And are you, do you feel like this farming, this increased liquidity from both sides, from people doing what you're doing with the AMM, do you feel like that's going to hinder the upside of some of these potential collections, right? If someone has diamond boost and it gets an increase in liquidity, do you think that could potentially create inorganic farming that then harms inorganic pump?
It depends, because like so far we've seen collections that have like Fraugana's has actually rallied really hard with this diamond boost. So you're seeing more volume, which is more interesting. You saw Crypto Undeads get that diamond bonus the like first day, which has not really caused any major swings on it. Definitely some more volume. But I'm more curious to see like what previous collections start happening when they get a diamond boost. Like there's some speculation dogs may get one. And I'm very curious to see how the market reacts to that.
Got it. Got it. Nick?
So they're selecting. They're king making here.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're king making, Nick.
And they're throwing a crown on the dogs. They're gonna come out here and just crown us and say, Bob Bram, you guys are the kings.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's what we've been deserving and waiting for. This has been a long time coming, people. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, so, it's, you know, we're out in the trenches right now. We're making moves out there. We're socially, economically. It's a whole thing. We got to, you know, it's.
I tweeted that we're underdogs yesterday, and the Bodogos seem to like that. I do genuinely feel that way. I do genuinely feel like some of the stuff that we're rolling out just has not been like. Is not expected. We don't communicate about it very much. And I think that's also just because historically signaling all of your actions has not been positive in the NFT market. But really excited about some of the things, starting with small moves like the newsletter adjustment, man. I think the newsletter name, we're discussing doing it for the podcast as well.
It's called Building, Nick.
Yeah.
Building.
It's going to be big. Well, you know, we'll see. But okay, just to put a bow on this, easy. So we have this Jupiter airdrop coming. You said in 8 days. Do you anticipate that will cause a price appreciation in some of the existing Solana NFT collections? Could that go to meme coins? Are people going to take profits? How do you think that's going to play out?
I think it's going to be a mix of all of it, to be honest. I think we're going to see meme coins. I think we're going to see NFT collections. I think we're just going to see the entire space more or less just start to get a little bit excited again. We're seeing recent mints get legs here, which is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's huge. That's a nice thing to see. But we're also starting to see these wins happen for people. Like, dude, they're doing a retroactive airdrop for people on Sol. Which for these diamonds, which is massive. You know what I mean? Like that just shows that they're going to be rewarding historic volume, which is going to in turn make people want to participate even more for future airdrops. You have Drift Protocol coming up. Obviously, we have Jupiter dropping. Mock Jupe is going crazy, which is literally a test token. And we supposedly have a meme token from Jupiter launching tomorrow in partnership with Ovals. So there's just a lot of liquidity that's cycling around. And I mean, you're even seeing people like Farouk come out and tweet that he's 80% of his bag is in Solana right now.
Wild.
And he's like, yeah, dude, I'm meme coining on Sol. I'm buying Solana. I'm enjoying Sol. And I think because people forget Farouk was in the trenches in November, December 2021 of Sol. Like he bought a Boryoku Dragon for like 40 grand. Like people forget that. Like that happened. Him, Fuck Render, and a few others. It was chaotic to say the least. He bought a Catalina Whale and then sold it to Anatoly. Like there's been some moves by Farouk. Peak Solana bull in 21, end of 21, started 22. And to see him basically say like, yeah, I think Solana is going to be the winner this cycle is huge. And I think he's spot on. Like, there's just a lot of liquidity events right now that are going to continue to rally and cause price action and volume that I think it's just crazy to fade. And I think in the next couple of months, we're going to just continue to see this ramp from Jupiter, from other meme coins. And Jupiter's injection, man, is people like OTC selling at 60 cents. means that the highest tier at 100,000 tokens are getting like 40-50 grand. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. I'm excited to see. Frankly, I haven't been dabbling too much in Solana NFTs. I am not a great Solana NFT trader. I have not been able to historically perform well on that. My goal is to just stack up as much Solana as possible. I'm more on that end, which I might end up regretting because I got like freaking 4 diamonds, dude. It's not looking good for me. I'm a disaster on the Solana airdrop farming front, but I appreciate your expertise in it. I want to move on to what I've been paying a little bit more attention to, which is the alt NFTs. We got Ordinals, AVAX, and Say NFTs picking up steam. We had the top three Say NFT collection see a 30% pump. Bunny, I know you've been eyeing that a little bit. I want to cover that first. Do you have any exposure to Say NFTs right now?
I don't have any.
Have you been monitoring that at all? Is there any insight you can provide? I know you're in a cabal chat for the Say.
I'm not the only one in it, Clemente.
I don't know if there's any insight I can provide on the Say NFT ecosystem. I do think it's interesting, and I look at the upside. They had a supposedly record day in volume yesterday, but it was only 500,000, right? So if this picks up, this could be interesting to watch, but it's something to keep a tab on.
It seems like a big game of hot potato right now, because like, I'm not sure if there's enough volume, but the level of Beanie's bullishness legitimately piques my interest. Like, I don't know, man. He's usually decent with these things.
The Say is looking promising. I watched Elio Trades YouTube yesterday, which I recommend watching. He was talking about, he included Say in as one of the tokens, which has also pulled back a significant amount since the peak. When he brought it up, it was like 30 cents. Now it's like 60 cents or 58 the other day. I don't know where it is today. Say is promising. I don't know what, like, you don't have all the same infrastructure built out though right now. Like the last NFT cycle, which also was just anomalous.
Anomaly?
Yeah, or anomalous.
Bunny, is that a word?
Yes, it is.
Different parts. Okay.
Thank you.
So in terms of the last cycle, I don't know that we'll see the exact same thing again, but there is just so much bullishness over Sol on this particular cycle. What's interesting is right now it still feels like it's all of us, the same people, just kind of migrating around. And so like we're just trading against each other. And if we're really going to play that game properly, Clemente, we're going to have to take advantage of this show and really pump bags that we're holding and then dump that shit on the audience. That's the only way that we can navigate this space right now, right? Because there's no other way for us to make money effectively. I've been putting all my money into Sol, but then I watched my account drop by over $100,000, I'm going to be honest, doesn't feel great when you see it go down a significant amount over $100,000. You're suddenly saying, did I make the right life decisions? You suddenly start drinking bleach. You suddenly
been there.
Maybe you eat a couple Tide Pods. So those are the things that happen.
It looked pretty good.
And so that's what happened during this. In all seriousness, though, the narrative around Say is really interesting. The trade that Elio called it was essentially saying, what you're trying to do is get into the Sol of last cycle. And so there's a couple of different like potential areas that he's focusing on. One, we've seen a huge run up was Celestia, which is TIA, that token. Injective is another one that he's a big fan of. He's a big fan of Say. Nothing's really changed. You know, this video versus previous videos, he's saying that like, if there is going to be a cycle, then this is the way it's going to go. That said, the whole alt situation, there was something that James Seifert said on the show the other day, which kind of was a flag that he threw, which not a lot of people, I've seen some people discuss it, but it is concerning. And that has to do with the overall altcoin market and things being categorized as securities. And essentially what he was saying on the show was, look, Solana ETF ain't coming anytime soon. That's not even on the table until these court cases work their way through the system. And there's multiple. I don't remember the exact number. It sounded like five that are like in the system at this point in time. And from that standpoint, when you end up with the Bitcoin ETF, when you end up with an impending ETH ETF, and it sounds like he thought there was like a 70% chance of an ETH ETF being approved this year, it made me somewhat concerned and added a little bit of fear into my gut. And so I'm wondering how people are feeling from that standpoint and what the catalyst is. It's been so weird seeing the NASDAQ and S&P hit all-time highs and crypto pulling back so significantly in the face of that. I don't remember when it was the last time it was decoupled this heavily. And that's something that I'm sort of wondering about. Easy, how are you feeling about that general like disconnect? I understand there's a lot of selling pressure right now thanks to GBTC. It feels like GBTC is like a huge headwind at this point in the market, of which there's still expectations that they could sell off twice as much as has been sold off so far. I saw numbers essentially implying that Bitcoin could be down at 30,000, feels like a reasonable direction. If that happens, Solana, in my opinion, could be somewhere around $55.
Basically. Yeah, I was going to say 60.
And so if that's happening, I'm a little bit, I'm seeing some like flags associated with this, and it feels like, but you think, no, we've hit
I don't know, Nick. I'm just saying, I think the mainstream liberal media wants to take your coins. That's what I think is happening here. We're getting headlines about GBTC selling. All the news right now is scaring you out of your coins. On the opposite side,
I haven't sold them.
Yeah, don't let them shake you, Nick. I haven't sold anything. I haven't even like thought about pressing the sell button.
But you also bought Solana at $8 to $15, basically. Yeah. So it's a little bit of a different situation when you look at your portfolio and you think it's going down to 55. You're saying, okay, well, I can get a 5, 6, 7. I'm up 6x on my trade right now, or 5x on the trade. So it's way more tolerable to own a Bored Ape and have it go from $500,000 to $250,000. Than for it to go from $500,000 down to 50,000, where Bunny's now dealing with the emotional issues. What's that?
54,000.
54,000. And so now that said, you're still up, you know, 20.
My thesis though right now is like, dude, you're looking at it from a perspective of like, if you are selling here, right? Like you are at risk of short-term cap gains. You could technically take losses, yes, but at the same time, like what has really changed about the thesis at all besides GBTC selling? Like that's it. And that's like the more I look at it, I'm like, I've been asking for a 30% drawdown and we got one. So what I do, I bought more. And if we end up getting another one that sends us to 60, honestly, dude, like I probably start to allocate even more and sell other things that have been slow movers and buy more Solana. Because what at $60, you're looking at a clean 4x to all-time highs, which I'm ecstatic about. And for Bitcoin, you're looking at a 2x.
Shouldn't the Sergeant of Solana be rallying the troops to lead them into battle? Dude, you're hiding in a foxhole right now, scared. I mean, this isn't. Why would anyone buy Solana if the sergeant is talking like this?
This dude shit himself.
No. So I'm just articulating the counter. I'm not selling anything. I don't have a position associated with it. PO came on and decided to pee into a cup while like live on air, and we had to listen to that for a moment. So appreciate that. That was kind of odd. For those listening on Twitter, PO is actively in the bathroom right now. And what you heard was him peeing into a cup.
You guys got crazy chemistry.
You're on the wrong
right
mic,
now.
By the way.
One second.
But Nick, back to the Say conversation in which we started that whole rant with Say NFTs. So we should circle back to the pump.
Hold on. And I'm not trying to throw off you guys' chemistry. You guys are crushing it. But because you talked about this, I just wanted to weigh in real quick. I'm trying to get this guy, Fred Krueger. I'm literally trying to get this guy, Fred Krueger, to come on the Bitcoin show. And if he like does well on the Bitcoin show, then I'll get him on this show. I think that our audience will be like find his general presentation kind of funny. He's an older guy, but he's like his analysis is like sick. This guy does a podcast, so I'm trying to get this guy on. But anyway, scroll down to the podcast, Clemente. But anyway, what I was going to say is, look, if Seifert says that there's a 0% shot of a Solana ETF being approved this year, I take his word for it. And the reasons that he laid out, I thought were like super compelling and make perfect sense to me. However, I think all you need to be worried about if you are like someone that's really heavily into Solana or heavily into AVAX or heavily into anything that's not Bitcoin or Ethereum is whether or not those assets are going to outperform Bitcoin and Ethereum. Like, in other words, are we going to go back to Bitcoin outperforming everything else kind of the way it's supposed to be, so to speak, whereas like last cycle, Ethereum technically outperformed. The thing, Nick, that you should be like scared about in my mind would be if there was a Ripple-esque arc for Solana. That would be a huge problem. Like, it's a security, it's not tradable anymore because of the SEC. That's a big problem. That would be the only thing that would scare me. No matter what, in my mind, over the course of the next 24 months, AVAX, Solana are going to go to all-time highs again. I mean, that's like a no-brainer to me. And I've been pretty consistent with me talking about that. So I'm not worried about their overall performance. That would be a big deal, though, if it was like a Ripple type situation. I'll jump from here, but thanks, guys.
Dude, the Ripple situation, I've run into that before. There's been so many people like bullish on Ripple at this moment in time as well. But that's like a small niche area in the internet. Ripple has been almost a stable coin at this moment in time. But
do you own any
from years ago? And I don't think I have access to the wallet that I own it in anymore. I had a Coinbase wallet and it seems to have like completely disappeared, and I didn't store the keys anywhere, so I think I lost like $500 or something. But fortunately, like, really not that big of a
Dude, that God candle to 77 cents when they said XRP was not a security.
That candle's crazy.
It's absurd. The question that I was thinking about, and just to put a bow on the Say conversation, is if we assume for a second that Say could stay has staying power, and this thing goes to $1.50, whatever it is, how does the price action then go in NFTs? Is that just going to be priced in dollars? Or could we also see the appreciation like we've seen sometimes in these like parabolic gains where ETH goes up, for example, and Pudgy Penguins also pop, right? So you see like a leveraged bet on the ecosystem. Easy, if you were eyeing some of these Say NFTs, some of them are sitting at like $500, for example, is like the leading 10K collection. Does that interest you at all?
What's that one thing, Webump or something like that?
Say, that seems to be getting all.
It's a 4.4K supply.
That's the one you buy. You don't even think twice about this.
The Sapple, but it was a stupid gem. What's the floor on that thing?
On what?
It's $1,200. Oh, this other one?
On Sapple?
How much?
$8,000. Say, $5,000. Yeah, about $5,000.
I was like, why do I want this thing?
They're about $5,000. Yeah, nothing too crazy. You know, the Colony is interesting to me, and Webump, those seem to be the two big ones that get like most allow list spots.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Webump has gotten like every allow list. So that seems to be the place to go.
That's what I've heard is it's very interesting, the Say ecosystem. There's a select amount of people. There's a lot of pumps. It's a crazy ecosystem. I'm not gonna lie.
The thing that scares me is there are people who like sold their ETH NFT projects. They were like, no more NFTs.
Yeah, they had a certain spitting animal quit NFTs, sold the project, and now is all in on Say.
I was talking of a more general sense.
Sorry. There was no names.
I don't know who it is specifically, but now these people are all in on Say NFTs, and like that like scares the shit out of me. I'm like, this seems like a bubble that's going to burst.
I think everyone's in on Honk right now, if I'm being completely honest. That's what Jesus I feel Christ. Like is just absolutely going to the moon, and like, are you guys going to miss this moonshot? Like, is
please
that
reshare the chart again while you talk about it, just so we can see that little red circle at the Pico top. It just gives me a sense of community when I see that.
You know, it's frankly unethical.
It was on that candle. Look, I think I could have sold below it. Dude, the following candle, if you had bought after I sold, you could have been upwards of 20, 30, 40%, dude. So like, are you going to miss out on this opportunity, Easy? Yeah, the candle may be down right now.
Oh, as you said that, yeah, I'm now down 42%, Nick, from the Pico top that you sold.
It's a minor consolidation, okay? Like, this is a
healthy retrace.
Dude, look at the previous, like, hour or whatever. You saw a little bit of a pullback. You saw a pump. You saw a pullback. You saw a pump. You saw a pullback. And then, ba-bam, ba-bam, ba-bam. I'm saying is here, this seems just completely reasonable that we see another. What are we thinking here? What's the target price, Easy? I mean, I feel like at this point in time, are we targeting a dollar on this?
You know, honestly, man,
higher,
lower. I'm gonna be the brutal. I'm gonna be the bear poster on this one, guys. I think it's inevitably going to zero.
The fully diluted market cap of Honk, which are the ducks or the geese, it's at 13.3 million right now. Okay, and so I'm just saying, like, why shouldn't we be at 1 billion?
Nick, can you give us a honk? Like a honk.
Sorry,
Pio's calling you out. Pio said, "Why are you guys talking about honk?"
Talking about honk.
Technically, only Nick's talking about
it. It's literally just Nick. I want to be clear. I apologize to the audience. You know, we were on track. We've been on fire, and Nick is that one guy who raises his hand. He's like, "Yo, teacher, I'm gonna throw off the discussion completely." Nick reminds me of that guy. Frankly, this gives me the same vibes as the kid that reminds the teacher that the homework was due today. This is the same thing that we're seeing.
Move on to the next subject, but at least the audience here can recognize greatness and realize that Honk is definitely going to the moon. This is bigger.
Can you give me a honk, Nick? If you're really about that honk, you'll let out a honk right now.
My voice is messed up right now.
So you're not an actual believer. He's not a believer.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Buy, sell, send it to zero. We're running it back. We're running it back. I've been getting tweets saying, hey, dude, when are we doing buy, sell, send it to zero again? It's been a month. We need it again. I want to know what you guys are buying. I want to know. Send something to zero. Talk some shit. We're bringing this thing back. We got three collections. We got a 30-day timeline. We're going to break down the price. And if Easy and the rest of the panel is buying, selling, or sending this thing to zero, we're starting with Bitcoin puppets. The collection is at 0.035 Bitcoin. Can you let me? I got to finish, Easy. Hold on. It's at 0.035 Bitcoin, $1,400. This thing is up 40% in the last 48 hours. They received a runes airdrop that's worth 0.05 Bitcoin, despite it having a 20K supply. Easy. Are you buying, selling, or sending the Bitcoin puppets?
We're buying them. We're buying them, Clemente. It's time to buy the puppets. Don't think about it. Basically, if you had already bought the puppets, they're free. They're literally free. You're actually up 0.02 on top of it. There's speculation they're going to continue to get more airdrops. Bitcoin airdrop season is here, and for some reason, the puppets are getting grouped into all the right things. I'm buying the puppets here.
Why are the puppets getting access to these, but the node monkeys are not?
No monkeys got it.
They did?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So did OMBs.
Yeah, OMBs. It wasn't like 1-to-1. I think it was kind of random.
It was randomized. So like one person got 6 for owning like 2 puppets, which is crazy. They ended up getting like 0.2 Bitcoin.
Pizza Ninja's seen a little bit of a mini pump. But sorry, I'm going to say, are you still holding that?
Yeah.
I'm still holding mine. Yeah, I'm a proud community member.
It just gave, they're giving away 30 allowless spots for Quantum Cats. And I entered.
Wait, what?
Yeah, go check.
You missed it.
Is there a Discord?
Still up.
Is there a Discord?
Let's stay on track though. So Nick, are you buying, selling, or sending Bitcoin puppets to zero at 0.035 Bitcoin?
I'm interested. I've actually considered buying Bitcoin puppets recently. And I haven't pulled the trigger, but it is something that is of interest to me. I would buy it here. Target price easily 0.1.
Spot on. Absolutely electric analysis. Have you seen these charts, dude? Bitcoin price charts are, there's just so, oof, man, look at this thing. Up only, baby. Don't, that's, that you're going far enough back. That's fine.
It is interesting seeing Bitcoin Puppets has the right people pumping it, where it has that like degenerate, just brainless pumps, where it's just like people just like buying and posting some pretty heinous stuff, I will say, associated with the Bitcoin Puppet. It's a little bit disturbing, some of the DMs and responses I get when I post about Bitcoin Puppets from the Nifty account. I'm selling these here at 0.035 Bitcoin.
What?
I would sell them at $1,400. Get them out of here. Get them out of here. Send them. Yeah, look, I think a lot of the liquidity, I think a lot of people possibly have, they're watching Quantum Cats, and I think a lot of people are expecting the supply. And we're talking 30 days, guys, 30 days. I think in the next 30 days, there's going to be more and more supply of collections, more collections being launched that take attention away from the existing collections and takes liquidity away. So I think at 0.035, these have already rallied. We saw a big pump here. I'm fading these at 0.035, given the fact that it is a 10K collection as well. When you look at market cap, I'm not a buyer.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I'm selling it too. The art's horrendous. They're the m'ladies of Bitcoin. They just had a leg up, just had an airdrop. It feels toppy. Like, yeah, we'll see them at 0.02 Bitcoin in a couple of weeks.
I don't know, Nick. I'm glad you and me are on the same page. These guys just don't understand Bitcoin.
Yeah, now people are saying they're buying one. So, counter trade me, guys. Counter trade me. Little do you know, I'm 7 for 7 in the last 2 weeks. So
I'm losing cash. I'm proud of you.
No, I'm. Did I stick with the trade? Did I do the trade? No, but I made.
Did you lose the bet to me?
I don't count that.
Did you miss trade and sell the top of Pizza Ninjas?
Only to then buy in slightly higher than the top somehow, which was absolutely incredible.
I timed the Pico top. Did I buy back in? Yeah. But did I time the Pico top? Yeah. And am I a proud community member right now?
Down on the Pizza Ninja? Yeah.
You know what's going to happen is I'm going to win the Quantum Cats mint. I'm going to win that. I'm going to mint and print. And you guys, we'll see who's laughing when I'm, dude. I'm
Clemente, the Quantum Cat, I know it's a little expensive. So if you need a loan, I'm happy to go 50-50 wow. with you. We can split the profits.
Yeah, this is actually such a crazy thing to say. Anyways, next collection, we have the Grapes at 0.95 ETH. We've been talking about it, and Nick's been interested in them a little bit. They're at $2,100. They reached an all-time high of 4 ETH prior to their Grape Coin launch. Wild. Since then, the Grapecoin token is down 75% since its launch. What is interesting, though, the Grapecoin community has been rallying. They've been tweeting at me, hey, Clemente, the Grapes are making a comeback. We have 4 games live. We got more tokenomics coming out. They're very bullish. And I looked at the Grapecoin market cap. It's only $7.5 million, fully diluted, 75 mil.
I'm selling this, Clemente.
You're selling the Grapes at 0.95 ETH. Tell me more.
Same here.
0.95?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm gone.
Tell me more. What's your rationale behind it?
It's an Ethereum. I'm going to take my Ethereum and I'm going to not put it in Grapes. That's my rationale. The token hasn't done well. The mini games I'm not terribly interested in. All in all, man, I'm just, you know, I'm good on Grapes at the moment.
I think it's actually worse than a sell. I say just send it straight to zero.
Oh, wow.
The token's already down. In a month, this token's going to be down fucking over 100%. It's going to be a useless token in 2 months, and the project will probably slowly bleed to zero.
Yeah, send it to zero is the position on this one. Clemente, you only pay attention to this because people tweet at you, and then you end up with this on the show. I think more people are talking about Honk now than they're talking about Grapes. And I will be honest. Honk is
no one's talking about Honk, dude.
I am, and it's down 20% since I brought it up. So
okay, let me chime in here, which is I did see an interesting rationale. The most interesting rationale probably is the Grapes are bad fruit. They're like, why would I buy a fruit that I don't even like? So that is an interesting rationale.
If it was the strawberries, I'd be all in.
The strawberries would be
peaches.
I'm buying these at 0.9. I'm buying them. Here's what I think. So
what the hell are you doing?
I'm buying these at 0.9 ETH. I'm buying these. Frankly, I would be.
All right, Clemente, how about this? How about you stop? How about you put your money where your mouth is? Buy one.
I'd buy Grapecoin actually over this, but still, I'd buy Grapes. Here's my rationale. What you guys don't understand is, so what I have is I was born when I was growing up. I had a way better, I was in tune with social media, right? You guys were out.
Nick, it was like what? You were born in like 1960? So you were already like your adult age when social media.
You got to mute yourself, Easy. We're just hearing you breathe.
Meanwhile, right? For me, I was in middle school, dude. I was Snapchatting. So this thing is etched into my brain. So what I understand is social sentiment, right? I'm studying Twitter. I understand this thing. I was born and I was raised with Twitter, right? So what I understand is people, when people are tweeting at me, when I see the social sentiment on Twitter, I'm seeing people posting these, they're pumping these like crazy. I think the social sentiment's picking up here at 0.95. My target price is 1.5 ETH in the next 30 days. I'm buying grapes here.
So Clemente, you are so wildly off here. First of all, son, you joined Twitter in November 2021. I've been on there since 2007. So when you want to talk about social media, bro, I've been on it since before you knew what social media was. Okay, so that's like the beginning of this in terms of assessing social media. I just want to throw that out.
But Nick, are you buying, selling, or sending this to zero?
It's going to zero. Clemente's assessment is based on, dude, you were like so bullish on Proof, like when you first joined us, that you could not have been more bullish on like the market of Proof and what the opportunities.
Let's not make this about Proof. Hey, why are they catching strays here?
Yeah, man. Like this is just a drive-by. This is a drive-by to grapes, and you're just like.
No. I'm talking about your sort of historical biases that have been coming to the show. And I just want to say the only reason that you're talking about this is because people are in your DMs and replying to you. You are easily swayed by this market of manipulative people.
I got to agree with Nick because, Clemente, what you're missing is the way Nick learned how to judge social sentiment was he had to walk uphill both ways to the town square and like literally just poll people. You had it the easy way with social media.
Yeah, Nick had to put on his Pilgrim Fours to walk to school. And eat.
Pilgrim Fours is crazy. That is crazy.
Air Pilgrims, yeah.
The Air Pilgrims. All right, last collection. We got other. So you guys have, Easy, you bought the Bitcoin puppets. You
bought puppets, sold grapes.
Sold grapes. Last collection, Other Deed Expanded. And this is at 0.26 ETH. That's $550. They've been pretty much down only for the last.
We're buying them, Clemente.
Let's go.
We're buying the other deeds.
What's interesting is they have their playtest event that they've been teasing coming next month, which has been, and things have been ramping up.
Clemente, nuts on the table. We're buying these, all right? We're going all in.
It's an official buy call. Hold on. I want to warn people. Easy is a Yuga Labs gaming council member. Is this swayed by that? Do you have any inside information?
I don't know if I still am. I think that also expired after 7 days. So I may no longer be on the council. So there is that whole situation. But I am buying the Other Deed Expanded. I haven't seen that game. I luckily saw Dookie Dash beforehand. I've not seen anything like this. But my thesis here is Nifty Island is what many people are saying Other Side wants to be, which is crazy. But I think Other Side is going to crush. And with the excitement on Nifty Island.
Who's saying that?
Dude, Bunny, I know your corners of the ecosystem.
Jonah said it. That doesn't count as people are.
I know your corners of the ecosystem are mostly Yuga Maxis, but I'm taking some of these contrarian takes in the town square to get an accurate representation. So yeah, I'm buying these. I do think Other Deed Expanded has some potential legs here.
Got it. Oh, that's very interesting, Nick.
I own another deed on the old one. I need to transfer it to the expanded, I guess, in order to like, is which one has the higher floor?
The Other Deed Expanded has a lower floor. OG Other Deed, basically pre-migration. They are up 9%. They're sitting at 0.5.
So that's the one that I'm in right now. And I'm still holding my.
What'd you buy that at? 3 ETH?
What?
There's a pretty. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you bought that for like $15,000.
No, I didn't.
8,000, something like that. There's a video of you. I'll pull it up. I'll share it on YouTube or on Twitter afterwards. But yeah, there is evidence of you buying this thing at a very high price point.
What the hell are you talking about? There's no way that.
Didn't you get it for free? You had an 8 then.
I did, but then I sold all of my other side, other deed, whatever. But I'll tell you in 2 seconds. So I'm going to pull it up. In the meantime,
Bunny, buy, sell, or send other deed to zero at 0.26.
We're talking about a month time frame.
30 days, big dog.
Sell it.
Whoa! That's the first time I think Bunny has ever.
Can you legally say that?
Here's the thing. My time horizon on other deeds is much longer than one. So if you're going to buy it, like, you literally have to hold this thing for like a fucking year and a half if you want the price to appreciate.
Well,
that's very. So you.
I feel weird.
How do you think the playtesting goes, Bunny, in February then?
I think it'll be a hit. I mean, both their playtests were good so far. So I don't see. I actually think the biggest sleeper is those winged helmets that are.
I agree.
They're like 0.1.
I agree.
Yeah, but that's like a 10-year time horizon.
Yeah, yeah. We're looking like when Nick's 100.
They're going to be the Web3 party hats. I'm seeing.
So I bought it for 4,600. I got it for 2 ETH. Was what I got it for. I'm
so you may never make that back.
Yikes. Am I right, folks? Yikes.
Yikes in the chat.
Guys, now I feel bad for talking shit to Nick after he was selling his woof or bark token, whatever. What was it called? Honk? Hey, Nick, you keep doing it, buddy. Hey, we keep pumping.
I don't know why.
Am I right, folks? It's crazy.
I'm surprised my account didn't pick up on this NFT because this was an opportunity to take an L and save some money on this. Damn, dude. I'm down $3,000 on that. Hey, you know, that's like how much I'm down on Filecoin now.
You know, you know what they say, Nick. You win some, you lose some, but you do have a point. Yeah, you're down a little $1,500 buckaroos on that thing. And Frank, so I'm going to give my take.
$3,000 on that thing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not good at all. Yikes. So I have I'm getting bombarded with comments. I'm reading the Twitter sentiment right now is no bueno for me. People are calling me all kinds of names saying I have the worst takes in Web3. They're saying there's no way you're going to be Stephen A. Smith of NFTs. You're full of shit. I'm going to maintain my integrity here. I'm going to stick with my guns. I'm buying these other deeds at 0.26. Again, reading social sentiment, where everyone all of a sudden, Yuga Labs is kind of cool again. They got the Dookie Dash, right? If Dookie Dash starts doing well, I think they're going to throw cash at Dookie Dash like there's no tomorrow, dude. I think they're setting aside budget. They're going, yo, let's throw a milli at this thing. Let's start ramping it up. And you know what's going to happen is all of a sudden, Yuga is going to be cool again. Right now, they're like kind of weird, right? Board apes are like, you know, but I think they're going to pick up sentiment again. I think we're going to have some Web2 gamers talking about this thing, and they're going to be like, oh, whoa, Yuga Labs is quote-unquote onboarding the masses. That's cool again. Yuga Labs is going to do it with their Dookie Dash game, build up momentum, and then going into this playtesting event, it's going to crush. I think it's going to do very well.
Well,
I think this could 2X.
It sounds like you're sucking up to Daniel Allegre, who we're having on the show next week.
It was supposed to be a surprise.
Nick. Oh, my bad.
I was going to be.
The faucet is dripping, leaking, splurging.
Nick, I was going to do a whole thing today. I was going to be like, yo, who can guess our guest first to do it? $50.
And I was going to
tease. I had a whole marketing thing. It's all good. It's all good. So, yeah, I would buy.
But Clemente, we can sync. We can redo the entire marketing campaign we spent the last 48 hours prepping for. It's totally fine. Yeah, no, it's great. Thanks.
I was sucking up to him a little bit, but hey, we'll ask him. We'll say, hey, yo, DA, you buying these things, dude? You buy it 0.26, bro?
Okay, are you sweeping the floor of your own collection here?
Yo, DA, bro.
DA, what are you waiting apes to go to? Like, what's your price target on the apes, big guy? What you thinking about here?
I mean, there are so many questions to actually ask him that I'm excited. And Bunny, you're not going to be able to come on the show that day, unfortunately. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously you're a key contributor to that conversation, given your inherent bias. But when it comes to the other deed, I mean, I'm glad that you're buying it, dude. I got something to sell you. If you're interested, I got a rare plot of land here with some, rare items. The floor on my particular, on one of the attributes here on the spike weed, which is my northern resource, is 0.75. Okay.
I have to say that might be the nerdiest thing you've ever said. What's the spike weed? What the hell is that?
It's very important to the other side.
All right. Well, so what is interesting though, I forgot to mention on the other deed expanders, there are royalties on that. So you are eating up your profits a little bit if you're playing that game. Meanwhile, Knicks do not have royalties in force, which is could possibly be a better play, higher upside. But ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. Thank you all for listening. We will be back tomorrow, same time, 9 a.m. We got a banger coming up. Spend-